Hello and welcome to the Rembrandt Parables. I'm Tim Cooper. It's a challenge all grooms must face. Who will be the best man? For Rembrandt Rempel, this is a particularly difficult decision. So, who does he choose? Find out today as we read Rembrandt's Best Man. The moral of today's parable comes from Proverbs 16, verse 9. In their hearts, humans plan their course, but the Lord establishes their steps. The wedding was 6 weeks away. The church and hall were booked. Doreen's parents were already down from Cumberland, B.C. Rembrandt's parents were scheduled to arrive in a month. Details were falling into place. All the details, except one. Rembrandt couldn't decide who should be his best man. His choice was between Butch, Herbie, Oscar, and Manitoulin Bob. All four were his groomsmen. That had already been decided. What made Rembrandt's decision much more difficult was the fact that all four were campaigning for the position. Butch, his immediate supervisor at the Morton's Coffee Pub, offered Rembrandt and Doreen an extra week off for their honeymoon. Bob offered Rembrandt a romantic cruise around Manitoulin Island. Herbie promised him citizenship to Newfoundland to go along with a down-home Newfie holiday. Oscar waited until everybody else made their appeal. He pulled Rembrandt aside after work. "Thanks for letting me be a groomsman," he said. Rembrandt smiled knowingly. "But you'd like to be the best man." "It's funny you should say that," said Oscar. "Here it comes," said Rembrandt. "It doesn't matter who you make the best man. I'm going to help you anyway," said Oscar. This confused Rembrandt. "Okay, how?" "The way I figure it," said Oscar, "we're all just accessories, even you." "I'm not following you," said Rembrandt. "Weddings are all about the bride. She's the one who's planned this day ever since she was like 5. If somebody comes along and tries to do their own thing on her day, well, let's just say it wouldn't end well," said Oscar. Rembrandt nodded his head. "That would be bad." "So, I'll just help you. Whatever you need to help you through the day," said Oscar. Rembrandt didn't require any more thought. He asked Oscar to be his best man. 2 weeks before the wedding, Rembrandt's parents arrived from Winnipeg. The days leading up to their arrival were particularly hectic for Rembrandt and Doreen. The final arrangements were made on the flowers, the cake, and the china pattern. It was the first time Rembrandt ever seriously looked at china. The morning of his parents' flight, Rembrandt and Doreen looked over fancy plates and teacups. A thought struck him. "Why should I waste my time looking at dishes we'll never use?" he asked. The resulting argument lasted 3 hours. Rembrandt checked his watch. "I have to go," he said. He jumped at the chance to leave. They both needed time to cool down. At the airport, Rembrandt's mom and dad seemed excited to see their baby boy. "Where's Doreen?" asked Rembrandt's dad. "She's taking care of a few things," said Rembrandt. "You'd think she'd want to greet her future in-laws," said Rembrandt's mom. Rembrandt instantly recognized his mom's tone. It was disappointment. "Actually, we kinda just had a small spat over china," confessed Rembrandt. "Hmm," said Rembrandt's dad. "What does that mean?" asked Rembrandt. Rembrandt's mom stroked her son's arm. "It just confirms our suspicions." "Suspicions?" "Don't get me wrong, Remy. We love Doreen. But you can't deny she's going to be hard to live with," said his mom. "Impossible," said his dad. "Interminable," said his mom. "Excruciating," said his dad. "Okay, I get it," said Rembrandt. "What are you suggesting? I should break it off with Doreen?" Both his parents looked up at the ceiling. "It's still not too late," said his mom. The ensuing argument lasted the entire way home. Rembrandt dropped his parents off and headed straight to the Morton's Coffee Pub. His head was reeling. Oscar met him in the parking lot. "Remy, as your best man, I need to talk to you." "What now?" said Rembrandt with his eyes to the sky. "Do you know Cliff from my group home? He overheard Butch, Herbie, and Bob talking. They're still sore you chose me to be best man. They're planning to prank you, said Oscar. That's just great. What are they planning to do? I'm not really sure, but Cliff heard something about a fishnet, 40 liters of egg salad, and a Wi-Fi hotspot, said Oscar. Rembrandt threw his arms up in the air and dropped to the sidewalk. I can't do this, Oscar. I just can't. Oscar rolled up beside him. It's just egg salad. That washes off okay. It's not like peanut butter. That's messy stuff. I won't even mention peanut allergies. That's not what I mean, said Rembrandt. The wedding. Oh, said Oscar. Maybe this is a mistake, said Rembrandt. Why are you saying that? Rembrandt grimaced as he thought about the day. This morning, I had a fight with Doreen over something really stupid. This afternoon, I found out my parents don't even like her. Now I find out I'm the missing ingredient in a giant egg salad sandwich. I didn't think it would be this hard. Oscar looked down at Rembrandt from his wheelchair. Is anything worth doing ever easy? He asked. Everything's falling apart, said Rembrandt. Oscar smiled. No, it isn't. It may seem like it right now, but it isn't. What if my parents are right? What if Doreen isn't the one? What if my parents are a sign from God and I'm missing the warning? Oscar stopped to think. Do you really think if God was telling you that, he'd be so mysterious? The only thing you can do is ask him to make it so obvious that you can't miss it, he said. Maybe, said Rembrandt. Want to know what I think? Why not, shrugged Rembrandt. He was now biting his fingernails. I think your life's about to change, and that's scary. But no matter what, everything changes, and not all changes are bad, said Oscar. What does that mean? It means I'm the best man ever. You're marrying Doreen if I have to tie you to my chair and drag you down the aisle, said Oscar. Rembrandt laughed. Thanks. As it turned out, Oscar didn't need to drag Rembrandt down the aisle. Butch, Herbie, and Bob didn't get to play their prank on Rembrandt. Doreen got wind of their plan and threatened to grind the three of them into coffee. Rembrandt's mom was so impressed by Doreen's fierce protection of her baby boy that she apologized for ever doubting Doreen. Rembrandt's dad seconded their blessing. Rembrandt Rempel married Doreen Jollymore on a hot Saturday in August. Everyone agreed that the service was beautiful. So was the reception. It was to be forever remembered as Herbie's wedding jig, but that's another story. As the happy couple prepared to leave for their honeymoon, Rembrandt pulled Oscar aside. Looking back, said Rembrandt, I'm not sure if you were the best man ever, but I'm sure you're the wisest. Oscar grabbed Rembrandt by the shoulder and pulled him close. Listen carefully, because I'll only tell you this once, he said. Rembrandt's eyes got wide as he listened. Oscar spoke slowly and clearly. I'm definitely the best. Thank you for listening to the story, Rembrandt's Best Man. If you have any questions or comments, please feel free to do so through the iTunes store at the Rembrandt Parables page or through the website www.therembrandtparables.com. Until next time, good day and God bless.